The finale of a season-long seven-game homestand right around the corner. The Everett Silvertips taking on the Tri-City Americans, and the way that things are shaping up right now in the U.S. division, perhaps a tough battle ahead once again this evening in Snohomish County. Mike Benton with you for our Coach's Conversation, and joining us now is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. And Kevin, for this entire homestand, five wins so far. They often say, though, for the long stretch at home, a great chance to bite off as much as you can with grabbing points. How satisfied have you been from a coach's perspective?
Well, the team's done a good job. I mean, found ways to win against good teams. I mean, Seattle, I think, is a great team with Barzell back. They've won most of their games. PG came in and is a very, very good team. Med Hat came in and, you know, we were playing the point leader of the Eastern Conference, and we felt pretty good about the win, though they couldn't beat anybody in our division, which, nothing against Med Hat, they are a very, very good team, but it also tells you the strength of the Western Conference, of which I think the BC division's incredibly good this year and has been, but I think the U.S. division's a good division too. So sometimes it's tough for an Eastern Conference team every once in a while come through and get points. So anyhow, but the bottom line is we've been at home. We need to get our wins at home. We've been able to, and we've done it against good teams. Though tonight's a challenge because Tri has come in and beat us a couple times already this year, beat us in our building here, and so tonight will be a challenging game for us.
What do you think the difference is between last year's Tri-City team and this year's Tri-City team? Same coach, but you had different results as well.
It's hard to say for me. I mean, I do respect the coach. I think he does a good job. He's a good man and does a good job coaching. He's always got his special teams prepared so well. If you look at their special teams this year, both power and play and penalty kill are near the top of the league. Like any team, they've got some experience back from last year's team. They've got some great young players. They've got really strong defensemen, so they've got a nice mix of a team. They're incredibly hard team to beat at home in their building, so it's always tough going there, but they've shown they could come here and beat us too. So they're big, they're strong, they play a physical game, and you got to be ready to compete.
Well, with the exception of one change on the back end, one change up front, things kind of remaining consistent here for the Silvertips. Yet, among those changes, you get Graham Miller finally back out of the lineup here for really the first time since early November. To get him back for his presence, a leader as well, how can things shape out here for him this evening?
Well, you know, we've talked about guys' first game back. I mean, it's hard. So it's good to get him back. It's good to get healthy. We're going in a stretch where we're going to lose players, Carter Hart, Noah Juleson to World Junior Tournament tryouts. So that's going to deplete our roster. So it's good that we're rounding out and getting healthy again. The way hockey is, we play 4 and 5 nights. The whole health situation will probably change because 4 and 5 nights is something that tends towards injuries because guys get a little fatigued. So it's good to get guys back. Great to get Graham back. Low expectations tonight, not because he's not capable of having some great things, just that we keep our expectations low because he's been out this long. It's like starting all over again in many ways. So he just needs to get on the ice, get some shifts in. We probably won't even use him that much in special situations. We just want to get him going again. Hopefully tonight's getting going, and by Friday he'll be back to being the productive player that he can be for us.
That's your story from downstairs. Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine joining us one-on-one. We'll come back in a moment here from Xfinity Arena, and you're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.